Welcome to Lesson 14 in this Mini Morse Code series. I'm Stan, K7SBF. I'll be keeping these lessons brief so you can listen and practice multiple times each day if possible. Let's get started. Well, a couple of things. First of all, you know, I wish I could record these in a better studio environment. I'm actually sitting at my ham station, which is in my living room. So you may hear some extraneous noises now and then. I apologize for that, but this is the most convenient way for me to get these recordings done right here at my ham station. Second, by now, hopefully you have a learning strategy that is working for you so you know how to get the characters into your brain and be able to respond quickly to hearing them and identifying them. Thirdly, wherever possible now, I will be trying to relate the characters that we learn to an actual QSO context, because getting on the air is the end result, right? You want to make good quality contacts with other amateur operators, and you want to be able to understand what they're sending, and you want to be able to send accurately as well. Remember, at this point, speed is not a concern. You should not be worrying about how fast you're sending. There are plenty of people that communicate slowly with straight keys on the air. It's much more important to be accurate so people can understand what you're saying. If you're monitoring HF, I'm sure you'll hear folks that make a lot of mistakes, and it may be because they're trying to go too fast. Okay? Well, two new characters today. The comma. Da, 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 and the letter G. Da, da, dit, da, da, dit. Okay, and now the comma you will hear in just about every QSO or contact on the radio, and usually it's used separating a city and a state, like Phoenix, comma, AZ. And by the way, hams usually abbreviate a lot of things on the air to keep it brief and easier to send. So usually the two-letter state codes are used. So you will hear a comma, and if you're getting lost or behind, as soon as you hear that comma on the air, it's a distinct sound, then you'll know that they're right in the middle of sending their QTH or their address where the ham is living or operating from. Da, da, di, di, da, da. Da, da, di, di, da, da. Comma, okay? See it in your head. Let me try it on the paddles. Very distinct sound, da 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 da, and it's long too, so you should recognize it right away as not being just a normal character. Da 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 da. Okay, the letter G. Da da dit. Da da dit. Da da dit. You say it. Letter G. Here we go. G. 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 See it in your head. G. G. Now, the letter G is used in almost every QSO because hams will right away want to greet each other, and they may say good morning, good afternoon, good night, and they will say G and M for good morning or G and A for good afternoon, like that. So you'll hear G's quite a bit. G. Try keying it back. Good. Okay, let's do G and comma. And say the letters, or see it in your head, or key it back. Learner's choice. Here we go. Good. Again. Great job. Okay. Well, let's look to our software now. And we're going to incorporate these two new characters as well as everything we've learned so far. And I'm going to do the setup on our software to favor the most recent character. So hopefully we'll get more commas and more G's. Are you ready? Here we go. Great. Okay, we had comma, V, I, Y, G, 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 comma, L, F, G, O, comma, I, Y, comma, E, I, V, T, W, comma, comma, E, G, 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 comma, G, period, A, P, comma, G, J, Y, and S. Well, great job. I'm going to leave it there for right now, but later today when you get a few minutes, listen to this lesson again. When you're getting about 90% of the characters correct, it's time to move on to the next lesson. Well, this is K7SBF saying, and I will see you next time.